Okay, this is Grace. I asked to be on the stack before.
Yes, Grace, good.
I agree with George and Carolyn. Also, in California law, that option is only valid if the mailing list is sent to the person asking for it. The option to use a mailing house within 10 days. So if the general manager or the ED fails to get the list, then to a mailing house or suggest that option in a timely manner, then the list has to be provided to the person making the request. Also, I don't think, as long as the mailing house signs a confidentiality agreement and is bonded and reputable, and the person asking for the list doesn't get to see the list, only gets to mail to it, I don't think there should be any restriction on what mailing house is used. Because if there are any discrepancies in who receives the mailing, it could be the foundation could be accused of prejudicially stripping names or sending out the mailing too late or any kind of possibility, because then the foundation would have control of the mailing rather than the person who has more control, who's requesting the list by choosing his or her own mailing house.
This is Nia George. I'd like to get back on the stack. See?
Okay. Is there anyone else who would like to speak for the amendment? Okay, go ahead, Nia.
Yeah, well, I'm a little blindsided by the fact that I'm hearing now that we lost a lawsuit. I didn't know anything about it. Maybe, I don't know about anybody else, but I certainly know nothing about that. However, if that's the case, and I have all confidence that, you know, that is the truth, then maybe we should put the language in that specifically states a mailing house of the person that is being recalled, provided place is bonded and so forth, all that stuff that Grace just said, because I'm not familiar with that. I was not familiar with that. And evidently you, George, were aware of it. I wasn't. So if we know that that's what happened.
We haven't lost the suit. We lost that piece of the suit. And Ricardo has stated clearly in executive session, but I don't think it's anything confidential with what the law was in New York.
Well, I don't record it, but if that's what it is, then that's what we should put in the procedure then.
Do you want to amend the amendment?
Yeah, I can't remember everything that Grace just said, but since you guys know, I think you should put in there by a mailing house that is bonded and whatever all that stuff is that Grace just said. Not all of it.
You want to help
by
out?
By a mailing house that is bonded and so forth.
This is Carolyn.
Carolyn?
Yeah, I would speak against too much detail. If the law stands, it's there. We need to repeat it, and we should just keep this simple as possible and assume that the law will be followed in the details. Otherwise, if we miss something, you know, then we've confused the issue even further. So I would simply say skip that and go with the basic statement as you've stated it here.
George, may I respond?
Well,
George, may I respond?
You may, but let me see if there's anyone else that wants to speak for the amendment.
Yeah, no, I'm sorry, not for the amendment. Okay,
go ahead, Nia.
Yeah, since boards change every year, and so do the people, maybe you want, let's say this happens, you know, years from now. I don't think we should leave it up to chance. If it's a procedure, and if California law is not going to change, I don't see why we shouldn't put it in there. Boards change and people change. I mean, right here, like I said, I didn't even know that.
Sean from the stack, George.
Dave from the stack.
I'm sorry, who's it? Who's the second person?
Dave.
David? Okay, Sean.
David, you can go ahead first. I'm happy to wait.
I believe you were on the call. This is a familiar lawsuit, but I don't want to go into it because I believe some of it's probably confidential. I'd like to call the question.
Okay, in that case, then.
Is there a second to calling the question on the amendment?
Can I get on the stack before we call the question?
No, you can vote against calling the question.
I will do that.
There's been no second yet. Is there a second to calling the question?
I'll second calling the question.
Okay, it's been seconded. Is there any objection to calling the question?
Yes.
Okay. Richard, please take the role on calling the question.
Okay, calling the question, Grace Aaron.
No.
Sean O'Brien.
No.
Leslie Bradford. Rico Ross.
No.
Sandra Rollin.
Yes.
Wendy Shrell. Susan Young.
Yes.
Anybody, Yako?
Yes, although I don't remember that, David.
Carolyn Burden?
No.
Kathy Davis? Jamie Ross? Jim Brown? AC Bird? Lucette King? Billy Ray Edwards?
Abstain.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Yvonne Gaza. Nobody passed, did they? I didn't go to the top of the list. I'm sorry. Sherry Gentleman.
Abstain.
Bonnie Simmons.
No.
Andrea Turner. Andrea. Can't hear you. Joe Wenzala?
No.
Well, the motion clearly fails. It needs the thirds and didn't get that.
Bonnie,
still
the stack also.
Still open for discussion.
The
Bonnie,
stack.
Bonnie, then. Sean, you were on the stack before. Do you want to go now?
Yeah.
Good.
I get nervous anytime we start to rewrite black letter law. That is the law of New York and California. I think we should just say we will follow the law of New York and California when it comes to access to membership lists. And if we think that we are so wise and profound that we can rewrite it, I got to tell you guys, we're in dangerous territory. So that is why I'm against the amendment, and I think we should simply follow the law of both New York and California. Thank you.
Bonnie?
Well, in that case, wouldn't we also follow the law in Washington, Houston,
right,
and Los Angeles? Yeah, well, California we actually cover, too. But I would support having these done through mailing house. Because in the case of listeners, listeners didn't necessarily bargain for their addresses being given out so that they would receive anything other than official stuff from the radio station. I think it's awkward at best to open up our mailing lists and have the listeners be receiving, massive amounts of things about for and against different recalls. In the case of staff, I think you also have a question about this being employees and staff home addresses. So I would vote that we do this through mailing lists.
Rico, I'm going to put myself on the stack. As it's written, it doesn't say you can't use a mailing list. It just says that whatever you choose to do, you have to give equal access to both sides.
Rico, to the back, please.
Rico, you're next.
Two things. One is, what added expense would this be, or would it have, if we use the mailing list? And two...
Speak up, Rico. We can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, thank you.
One, what added expense would there be if we used a mailing list, a mailing house? And two, I am trying to follow this thing on with the comparisons that were sent, and I'm unable to do so because you said the last thing we're working on was six, and I my six was something completely different.
It's the six in the that was in the agenda that Grace sent out, and it's in the what I sent out this morning.
Okay.
This afternoon,
okay.
That is.
Okay.
As far as the first part is concerned, there's no expense because as far as the actual mailing's concerned, because the people who want to send out the mailing have to pay for it. We did run into an expense with a lawsuit because they claimed they wanted to have access to the list itself, and we didn't provide it, and so that's turned into to be expensive. But
when you say that the expense occurs for the person who wants to send out these different information. Does that
right.
create a situation where those that have more money are able to get information out more readily?
It does.
George, after we spoke, I'd like to get back on the stack.
Does anyone else want to speak to the amendment? Okay, Sean.
Yeah, I'd just like to say this whole idea that members' privacy is somehow being violated. You know, when people become members, they understand that, you know, they're going to be working with other members, and it appears to me that what we need to do is educate our members to let them know that when you join the Pacifica family during elections and things, we're going to use this information. And if that, I seriously doubt that that will stop anybody from joining our family, okay? I just don't buy that argument. I think it's a straw man. And we need, in order to be fair to everybody during the elections, to share those membership lists and to do proper voter outreach. And if you said to our members, we're not invading your privacy, we're trying to inform you and do proper voter outreach, the vast majority of them in the high 90s are going to say, thank you very much. So I just want us to be a little bit leery of this argument that somehow when we use our membership list during elections, we're invading people's privacy. I think it is a straw man. Thank you.
Any other
we're at time, by the way. It's 13:02.
Okay.
I didn't plan that.
I'd like to go to a vote on the, unless there's a motion to extend time. I'd like to go to a vote on Nia's amendment. Nia, would you restate it?
I didn't type it, but I'm basically supporting having a mailing house.
George, the point of order, George, this is Richard.
Yes.
It's on that, it's Leslie's in that side-by-side.
Let me see where it is there.
The mailing house. Just the way you and Bonnie read it. George, with the mailing.
Someone's making a lot of noise, and it's making
it
hard to hear.
I'm trying to find it myself.
It's in that side-by-side. It says the delegates subject to recall and petitioners shall have equal opportunity to send mailings through a mailing house designated by the election supervisor to the mailing
yes, that's
list.
Right.
Yeah.
So the amendment as it stands would limit the access to a mailing list. I've already spoken against it. I think we've got a problem if we do that. The amendment as it stands, the motion as it stands just says whatever you do, both sides have to have equal access. It could include sending it out to a mailing list. So on Nia's amendment, which is actually, we'll take it as Leslie's. Delegates subject to recall and petitioners shall have equal opportunity to send mailings through a mailing list, through a mailing house designated by election supervisors. So the mailing list.
George, you're completely breaking up.
Wow.
I can't do anything about it, I'm afraid. Well, maybe I can. Is that any better?
No, it's terrible, George.
I don't know what's going on. It's only the service I've got at the house. I,
we can't make out what you're saying right now.
The battery dying?
7774.
Grace?
Here you go.
Would you take over the chair?
Actually, now you're okay, George.
No, I'm okay. Okay. So that's Nia's amendment. Is there any objection to Nia's amendment?
Yes.
Okay. Would you take the roll call on the amendment, Richard?
Okay. Sandra Rowland?
No.
Wendy Shrill? Susan Young?
No.
Yvette Iacco?
Yes.
Marilyn Burton?
No.
Kathy Davis? Amy Ross? Jim Brown? Casey Bird? Zed King?
Abstain.
Were you there?
Yes.
Is that Lucy?
She's stuck in there.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Abstain.
David Beaton?
No.
Pia Wangaza? Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Bonnie Simmons?
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Andrea? Can't hear you. Joe Wenzala? Joe? Can't hear you, Joe. Grace Aaron?
No.
Sean O'Brien?
No.
Leslie Radford? Rico Ross?
No.
Did I miss anyone? 3-2-6-7. 3-7. 3-7-2.
Okay, the amendment fails. We'll go to a vote on the original version. Is there any objection to the original version?
Yes.
Okay, take the vote on that, Richard.
You read it again, please.
Yes, please read the...
Delegates subject to recall and petitioners shall have equal access to the mailing list for the eligible members.
Thank you.
Any challenges to the names on the list will be resolved by the appointed supervisor in consultation with the general manager.
Hold on.
Who made the... what is the red? Who made the... I'm looking at the black. Who made the is that amendment in the red, George?
The red was something that I added after the very first version was sent out.
I see.
This was weeks ago.
Okay, thank you. I just want to be sure. Thank you.
Okay, Sherry Gendelman.
No.
Bonnie Simmons.
A pass.
Andrea Turner. Andrea, I can't hear you. Joe Wenzala? Can't hear you, Joe. Grace Aaron?
Yes.
John O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford? Rico Ross?
A yes is accepting it as written, yes?
Right, right? Yes.
Okay, yeah,
that's correct.
Sandra Rowland?
Yes.
Wendy Trill, Susan Young?
Yes.
Nia Bediako?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Kathy Davis? Jamie Ross? Jim Brown? Casey Bird? Lizette King?
Sounds good, yes.
Yes?
Yes, yes.
Billy Ray Edwards.
Abstain.
David Beaton.
Yes.
Eight to one.
George, you can make me a no, Bonnie. I had passed.
Oh, I'm sorry, Bonnie.
I mean, Richard, I'm sorry.
Somebody. I got you. 8-3-1.
Okay, so that part passes. Well, we go on to number 7. As it's written, it says, all recall elections must be completed prior to 21 days before the date for sending out of ballots for a general election. if any delegate subject to recall is up for election in that general election. So the point of this is to, the 21 days means that if the person is recalled, then of course he shouldn't appear on the ballot. If he's not recalled, he should appear on the ballot. And so the 21 days is the time period necessary to prepare a ballot. It's what we used earlier. So that was that.
This is Carolyn.
Behind it was also the thought that we should not allow, when someone's up for election, that there also to be a recall petition for the same person on the same election. So Leslie has a proposal for allowing for that to happen, but she doesn't specify whether or not the person is being elected or not. What I'd like to do is to handle these two things separately. I mean, well, hers hasn't been moved yet, but someone might want to do that. This applies specifically only to the case where the person being recalled is actually up for election in the next election. So, Bonnie, go ahead.
This is Carolyn also.
Carolyn, you're next.
Yeah, thank you. I'd like to amend it to...
Go ahead, Bonnie.
I'm sorry, George, I didn't ask to speak.
Hello?
George, who are you calling on, please? Who are you recognizing?
It's Andrea.
Yeah, this is Andrea. I'm back on the call.
George, who are you
Welcome back.
Please.
Carolyn, you're on.
Thank you. I'd like to amend it to must be completed prior to 3 months before the date for sending out a ballot for the general election if any delegate subject to recall is up for election. Just change 21 days to 3 months.
Okay. You want to
90
that?
Days, correct? 90 days.
You want to motivate that?
Yes, I think 21 days is not really enough. The ballots and so on, and I think we're confusing the voters tremendously, and it would pollute the election to have it that close beforehand. So I think 3 months is sufficient time to allow election to proceed with or without a recalled person on the ballot. And without stressing the supervisor or the process, I think 21 days is really not enough, as we have seen. And I think the word completed has to be in there, and I think, as you say, 90 days instead of 3 months is good. But I think that seems to be almost a minimum to avoid prejudicing
yes.
the election.
We have a second for that. Do we have a second for Carolyn's motion?
Second.
Okay. I'm sorry, who wanted to be recognized?
This is Sandra.
Sandra, go ahead.
I sort of agree with what Carolyn said. I'm just a little concerned. Will we know 90 days prior to who's going to be on the upcoming election ballot? I'm more inclined to say 60 days.
That's a good point.
Carolyn?
Yeah, Carolyn, you want to respond?
Well, yeah, we could amend it to say if any delegate subject to recall is eligible for election. In other words, someone who is already on the board, which is, and if they're eligible for election, whether or not they have declared themselves, I think there should be 90 days. So instead of saying up for election is eligible for election. The point would be if they're already on the board that and they're being recalled and they're not termed out, then they are eligible. So I think changing it to instead of up for election is eligible for election would address...
So moved.
Is there any objection to that change? Okay, hearing none, the second line we'll read is recall is eligible for election, the general election. And the question is to replace 21 days by 90 days. Is there anyone to speak to that?
George, this is Nia.
Yeah, Bonnie.
Nia and Bonnie.
Yeah. Well, I was going to ask to read Leslie's amendment, but since Bonnie's ahead of me, then I will yield my time to Bonnie. If she could read what Leslie said.
I'm just... no, go ahead, Nia, and then I have a comment about it after that.
I don't... don't have it.
I'll try to find it here. I'm sorry. This is quite confusing.
Do you have it?
I don't have it right at my hand for what Leslie said.
Point of order, George. What was that? You said it's 90 days, and what was the second part of that?
Eligible.
If any delegate subject to recall is eligible for election in that general election.
Thank you.
What did Leslie say, George? You have this.
Leslie reads as follows. Any recall.
Shoot.
Where are you, George?
We can't hear you, George. What George, number?
George, you're losing me again.
Is that any better?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Yes. Yes. They're not hearing you at all, but.
I'll try again. It seems to come and go. I don't know what's doing it.
Well, that's good.
Mm-hmm. Any recall election? Hey, sorry. Any recall petition submitted between 90 and 45 days before the ballot mailing date of the next regularly scheduled delegate election or other balloting and certified to meet the bylaws requirements for ballot status shall result in the recall being added to said ballot mailing. So it's very much opposite to the spirit of this one, which is you should separate the two. It doesn't specify whether or not there's anybody up for being recalled who might be up for re-election. It applies to either one, presumably, as it's written.
Point of information.
Yes.
Could you read it again? I missed the difference.
Well, any recall petition submitted between 90 and 45 days before the ballot mailing date of the next regularly scheduled delegate election or other balloting and certified to meet the bylaws requirement for ballot status shall result in the recall being added to said ballot mailing. So it would, Leslie's amendment would
combine the
recall and the election if, in fact, the petition was submitted between 90 and 45 days before the date the mailing was supposed to go out for the general election.
Got you. Thank you.
So, and I think the intention of that was to save money on by putting them
right.
together.
Yes.
This is Sandra.
Am I on stack, George?
I think you were. Yeah, go ahead. And then Sandra.
All right.
Rico on the stack, please.
And then Rico.
The intent of Leslie's was with the thought that these recalls can really cost a lot of money. I'm just a mailing to all of the listeners who are registered to vote at any one of our stations is quite a costly endeavor. Coupled with that, I am concerned about Carolyn's amendment, because isn't the underpinning of this that a recall would be filed on someone because petitioners are really worried that the person that they want to recall has done actions adverse to the health of the foundation? We're saying that anyone who potentially might run, we are unable to file a recall on within 3 months before the date. I've kind of lost my mind. 3 months before the date of sending out the ballots for a general election. It just seems a little, I'm just pretty confused by it.
Yeah, point of information. Is Bonnie speaking to Leslie's amendment or to the amendment itself?
Well, I heard her speaking to the amendment itself.
Okay, because I wasn't sure. Thank you.
Yeah, Leslie's amendment has not been moved.
On the stack?
I'm sorry, I think Sandra and Rico, and was that Sandra?
And that was Susan on the stack.
Okay, Sandra, Rico, Susan. Go ahead.
Well, I understand the part about wanting to save the foundation money. Goodness knows we don't have any to spare. But at the same time, I just don't see any way of sending out recall ballots along with regular election ballots and it being fair to the people voting. and to the person that's trying to be recalled. I just really feel strongly that we need to keep those two separate. Thanks.
Rico. Yeah, I guess my concern, of course, like everybody else, is expense. But I am wondering how this may be politicized. How this could be could this possibly be a way of corrupting the election in the future. I don't know if that is a possibility, but I just want if anyone could speak to that. I'd like to at least have my mind clear about that before we vote on it.
Susan, you're next, and I'll put myself on the stack.
Yeah, I'm trying to sort out also what the implications of this are, and I think I am speaking in favor of Carolyn's amendment, because I believe that it accomplishes a couple of things if the wording is correct. Number one, it would separate a recall election from a regular election so that the two would not be intertwined. Secondly, it would be essentially a regular election is the opportunity to not bring somebody back if you don't like them. So the question that I have is if eligible to run essentially means you are at the end of a term, and to continue you would have to run, and you are eligible to run again. So if your term is not up and you are not especially being brought up before the voters, then I think a recall would still be in order. And I think I understand that that is consistent with what Carolyn is moving.
Point of order, Carolyn's motion has already been approved.
Susan is interpreting what that motion means, and I believe it's correct.
And I am cognizant of Jamie's point that recalls should not be a backdoor way to remove the protection of minority participation through SPV. And so having real elections do the work that they're supposed to do, I think if we can help kind of make that be the way that these things work practically, I think that's better for us. So I think I'm speaking in favor of Carolyn.
I just want to respond to Rico. Yeah, I think there is some possibility of using the recall procedure if it was actually allowed to be sent out to the listeners at the same time, to use it as a way of prejudicing the general election, even if you didn't have... It's a possibility. It could happen.
Point of clarification.
Yeah.
Point of clarification. Aren't y'all talking now about Leslie's?
No, we're not.
Well, wouldn't Carolyn's motion to make it 90 days and then if any delegate, et cetera, wasn't that already approved?
No.
Okay.
Carolyn's amendment is on the floor. It's the only thing on the floor. There was an amendment to change any delegate subject to get eligible for. That was approved without objection. So as it reads now, the amendment would be to change the 21 days before the date of sending out ballots for a general election to be 90 days before the date of sending out.
Okay, who made that one that you said was approved?
Carolyn.
Carolyn's made them both. Okay.
Yes.
That's a really friendly amendment.
In that case, Carolyn, send all that stuff to me, please.
All right, will do.
So, anyone else want to speak to this? Okay. Hearing none, let's vote on this. Is there any objection to the statement to Carolyn's amendment?
But can we please have a reading? It's so confusing.
Yeah.
Have a reading and let's vote.
Okay. All recall elections must be completed prior to 90 days before the date for sending out ballots for a general election. If any delegate eligible any delegate subject to recall is eligible for election in that general election. So the last sentence is, if any delegate subject to recall is eligible for election in that general election. Okay, is there any objection to it as read?
Just a quick point.
Yes.
If any delegate to recall is eligible for election
right.
in the upcoming general election.
Meaning your term is about to expire. And you're not term limited.
George,
this is
again. It's eligible to stand for election in the general election. Verifies that they
Sean, please. Sean, please.
All right, I'm sorry. It's 7:23, man. Give me a break.
What does that mean? Are we out of time?
We're all tired, okay? Let's continue on.
You want to say something?
Yeah, I just wanted to say that you just put me down as an objection. I don't see spending
I didn't put you down as an objection. I just you seem to be wanting to be on the stack, so I asked what you wanted to say.
I thought you said, was there an objection? It's really hard to hear you, so I could be mishearing you. I thought you said, was there any objection?
I didn't hear any.
Yeah, and I'm saying that I'm only objecting because it just seems like we're spending money twice when we could do it once. So just
okay, you are objecting. Okay, fine. I understand now. You want to, okay, there's an objection. Richard, would you call the roll on Carolyn's amendment?
Okay.
Point of information.
What's your point of information, Bonnie?
Does this mean that if the person that you want to recall isn't eligible for election, you can bring your recall anytime?
I believe so.
Wow.
That is expensive. Sure is. Yeah. No.
It doesn't prevent you from bringing it in time to put it on the general ballot, but you can't do it if the person's eligible for recall. That's what this is.
Yeah. That's exactly right.
Right.
Yeah. Oh. This is called roll. That's up, I guess.
Okay, you ready for me to call roll?
Oh, yes, good.
Okay, Grace Aaron?
Yes.
Sean O'Brien?
Yes.
Leslie Radford? Rico Ross?
Someone just dropped a bomb, so it's a little hard for me right now. I'm going to pass right now.
Sorry, I didn't mean to.
I know you didn't, but it's very interesting what you said, though.
So. Sandra Rowland?
I'll vote yes.
Wendy Shrell, Susan Young?
Yes.
Mia Bediako?
No.
Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Kathy Davis, Jamie Ross, Jim Brown, Stacey Bird, Lizette King?
Abstain.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Abstain.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Sophia Wangaza? Sherry Gindelman?
No, and A.C. Bird let me know that he will not be on the call. A friend of his was killed. And Jim Brown said he'd let you know earlier that he wouldn't be on the call. And my vote is no.
Oh, my goodness.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Andrea Turner?
No, it's too expensive. No.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Rico Ross pass.
I'm going to abstain.
Okay, that's 7-4-3. 7-4-3.
Okay, motion passes. We're on to Section 8. This is straight out of the bylaws, but I've changed one word, which is I had that the election shall be subject to the quorum rules for the class, and the recall will be deemed to have failed. I'm sorry. The recall will be deemed to have failed if a quorum is not reached. Deemed is not the right word. Leslie's suggestion was deemed. Someone's suggestion was deemed, and that's the right word, and so I've changed it. Is there any objection? Is there any objection to that? It says, if you don't get it, if not enough people care to vote in the recall fails.
I just want to point something out, although I'm not objecting at all to this.
Okay.
There's a Scribner's error that I don't think was ever corrected in the bylaws, restaff quorum. And I don't have it right in front of me, so I don't know which way it is, but it's...
Tell you what it is.
It's written out one-third, but in parentheses it's one-quarter.
Right.
And I don't know if it, which way it is, whether it's one-quarter written out and one-third. And I just wanted to point out that it is my belief that we have always customarily used 25%, one-quarter, in all of our LSB elections.
Well, thank you for that, Bonnie. We'll need to somehow make a note of that.
Yeah, it's a strange thing we never dealt with.
Yeah. Sean, you wanted to say something?
Yeah, I just want to back up. Bonnie is exactly right, and it's really consistency that blows us away every election, and this board should set out and do whatever it takes, even if it's a bylaw change. It's such a simple one, and it's just for the purpose of clarification, we should do whatever we have to. Thank you, Bonnie.
Does anyone know what the original intention was?
I assume it was one quarter because that has been the tradition.
Well, Mr. Chair?
Yes?
I would say that that is one thing that the Governance Committee should look into, the
yes.
original intent, and yes. not assume anything. And I'm not saying Bonnie's wrong. She could perfectly be well for a whole bunch of good and legitimate reasons. But
she's
we
well.
Should look into that and clarify it and ask for a quick bylaw change that shouldn't take that long because it doesn't harm anybody. It just clarifies muddy waters for staff elections.
Okay, we'll do. We'll do. Is there any objection to Section 8 as I've amended it, putting in the word deemed? Okay. Hearing none, we've completed section by section review of the procedures for recall. The whole thing now is up for approval. Is there any objection to approving the procedures for recall? Hearing none, they are approved. I feel like we should say congratulations.
I'm abstaining, please.
Okay.
A motion to adjourn?
No. We have other things to do.
We do. I forgot it.
Okay.
I'm sorry.
This is great. Thank you very much, George, for taking over the chair.
Yes. I have two more motions.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Continue with the Governance Committee motion.
Yeah. We need to decide. These were put together because we didn't have procedures for. It was originally the KPFA recall, and now there's a petition at BAI also.
This is your timer talking. I don't have your
point of order, George.
Yes.
I don't believe you. This is a continued meeting.
Yes.
It has to be things that were on the agenda when it was originally set. I don't think you can bring in new motions. Is that what you're thinking of doing?
Well, they're germane.
Well, they matter. Two-thirds vote, I think, in order to
Okay, let me clarify that. First of all, we could get the agenda if I had it handy, which I don't. It's a standing agenda item, and this is something we decided a while back, that there are committee reports and motions, as it would make, we often meet every 2 weeks, as committees meet within the 7 days before PNB teleconferences, we put on the agenda committee reports and motions, allowing motions coming from those committee meetings to be on the agenda, even if they haven't been word for word placed in the notice of the meeting. So, therefore, motions coming out of the governance committee, even if they haven't been noticed word for word, but given haven't been given 7 days notice, are still appropriate to be taken up in the teleconference.
It's also the case that in the discussion last week, the question was raised as to whether or not these procedures would be applied to the recall elections at hand. And I said at that time that we would decide that after we decided on what the procedures were.
Yeah.
Sandra? May I be recognized?
Yeah, yes.
Has the ruling of the chair been challenged?
Yes. Okay.
Grace, I'm going to give you back the chair.
All right. Thank you.
Well, I'll
all
take
right.
it if you want, but I mean...
No, that's
perhaps,
okay. I'm willing to, that's my ruling as the chair, that because we're talking about an agenda item. So I rule that what George wants to bring up is appropriate for this meeting. There's been a challenge. George, tell me how it goes. If people vote yes for the challenging the... okay, people have to vote whether they want to uphold the ruling of the chair. So a yes vote would uphold the ruling of the chair.
Right.
Richard, do you want to take a vote on that?
Do I get to speak to my point of order?
No.
Yes, you're entitled to speak to the point of order.
Sure.
Yeah.
So are you, Grace.
I believe by Roberts that a continued meeting, which in Roberts is actually called an adjourned meeting, but in a continued meeting, you have to take up exactly what was in the agenda, the first agenda that you did, as a the meeting that was initially continued. And I don't believe that without a two-thirds vote, you can take up any new items or change the agenda in any way.
Okay.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. May I please be recognized?
Yes. Go ahead, Sandra.
Well, I'd just like to point out to the members of this board that these items were on the original agenda that was started when we had this meeting on the 23rd.
Thank you.
They follow the rest of the, I mean, I'm looking at it. It's exactly the same one that was sent out. The only difference is that the dates have been added each time we had a continuation. So these items were already on the approved agenda. So we need to just go ahead and get on with it.
Maybe I'm really confusing everyone then. George, what are the next item that you're about to take up? And is it next on the first agenda from the 23rd?
It wasn't on the first agenda from the 23rd. It's that we will...
I thought you said new.
When we made the agenda, it was not written down. In the process of discussion, I said at that time that I would introduce a motion to, and that was sort of part of what we were doing, was to decide whether or not this would be applied to the original recall procedures. I mean, when we started this, the assumption was that that would be the case, but it seemed to me it was important so that we don't go back and sort of put restrictions on the recall process that weren't there before that are unnecessary to put on as a result of the procedures we adopted. So I said, well, we'll consider that separately. We'll approve the procedures first, and then we'll decide whether we're going to adopt the whether we're going to apply them to the existing
point of order.
We're going to apply.
Okay.
Last meeting. Is
this a point of information and a point of order? Is this not the governance report from the continued meeting going all the way back to the beginning? If this is the governance report, George can say anything or do you know, I mean, basically lay out any ideas he wants as part of his role as the chair of governance, giving his report, period.
It is that.
Okay, let's just go to a vote on whether the body wishes to uphold the ruling of the chair. My ruling is that this is proper for this meeting, and or objects to a no vote would overrule the chair. So, Richard, can you please take a roll call vote on this?
Okay. Nia Bediako. Nia? She may have gone away for a minute. Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Kathy Davis? Jamie Ross? Jim Brown? A.C. Bird? Lucette King?
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Abstain.
David Beaton?
Yes.
Pia Wangaza? Sherry Gindelman?
No.
Bonnie Simmons?
No.
Andrea Turner?
No.
Joe Wanzala?
Yes.
Mm.
Okay, Grace is the chair now. Okay, Sean
yes,
O'Brien?
Yes, I vote yes.
I'm Sean O'Brien?
Yes, along with Joe Wanzala.
Leslie Radford? Rico Ross?
Yes.
George Ryder?
Yes.
Sandra Rollin?
Yes.
Wendy Shrell? Susan Young?
Yes.
You Betty Yako, you back? Nia? Nia, can't hear you. Okay. Nine, three, one.
Okay, sorry, I muted. All right. So, George, I'm going to turn the chair back over
okay.
to you.
So, the motion is quite simple. It says it says these procedures. Let me change that. So the procedures just adopted shall be used to conduct existing recall elections. I've given 20 minutes for that. As far as I know, nothing has happened at BAI, and so I think all of the procedures can be used. Grace, would you speak to what's already happened at KPFA? I wouldn't really want to sort of...
You know, there's been some back and forth, and an election supervisor, just specifically for the KPFA recalls, has been appointed. His name is Chief Kessler, and he actually has proceeded with the recall, and I believe the mailing is at the printing house. And as
excuse
soon as
me?
Yes.
Well, we haven't even submitted our statements. I don't know how that could be.
Okay, well, whatever. Okay, I'm wrong about that then. I'm sorry. I must have misunderstood that. So it's in a point of the mailing being prepared. Let's put it that way. So that recall will probably go ahead if it doesn't conflict with these rules.
Has the general manager certified the that has already happened?
Not as of the record date that was given.
Has the general? You know, these are good questions. I am not sure. I assume that has been done, but I'm not sure.
No.
Okay. Good.
Who said no?
Then that recall is in the middle.
So, it's been agreed that the general manager hasn't certified anything yet. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So As far as I see it, then, we could move on from Section 2, which is to say the general manager will certify us, and everything else from that on could be applied without stepping on anything that's already happened.
Mr. Chair?
Yes.
This is Sandra. I have a point of information or a question, really.
Yeah.
Are any of the persons being recalled eligible for re-election?
Yes. No.
Brian is.
No, he isn't. Not this year.
True.
So neither of them are eligible for re-election?
No.
So I would make a motion that in the interest of saving the foundation money that, no, never mind.
No, they
it's too late. The general,
okay.
The general ballots have gone out.
George, let me
not a significant amount of money because it's a staff election.
Let me make a point here. These are recall procedures, and as the unpaid staff lists and paid staff lists are available to the election supervisor in, for this recall election, and it wasn't stipulated that the GM had to certify the petition before this. Steve may have validated the petitions as having adequate signatures from valid unpaid staff members or unpaid staff members.
George,
what?
Could I speak just to some...
Oh, work your grace.
I'm sorry, let's take a stack here.
I'm just saying theoretically. I'm not certain of that, but that may be the case. I'm not sure.
Well, then why are you saying it?
Because it's a matter of if we just decided that the GM would validate that whether the petition is valid or not, based on the validity, whether the people are who've signed are members, that's not necessarily the procedure that may have been followed by that supervisor. Because since it's a new procedure that he didn't know anything about. I don't know where he is in the process, to tell you the truth.
Right. Does anyone from KBFA want to speak to that?
Yeah, when was he brought on? Kessler? Does anyone know?
He was brought on, I'd say, at least 6 weeks, maybe 8 weeks ago.
We're just hearing this. Great.
Pardon me?
We're just hearing about this. I didn't know he was brought on.
Okay. It's a mystery. Sorry that it wasn't communicated.
It wasn't in your report.
Well, I may have neglected to put it in my report. But I don't remember. But anyway, I'm telling you now that I decided as the executive director that I did not want. Can I please finish? If you want to hear the answer.
I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah. I decided that the local election supervisor and the national election supervisor were far too busy to deal with the amount of work of a recall election, recall elections at KPFA, mm-hmm. and I hired a contractor to be the supervisor for the recall elections. It's been known to Bonnie and to Brian, obviously. And that person has jurisdiction over that election.